You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good, feels good. On this tasty Thursday, we have a new Makan Kaki. She is a wellness coach, nutritionist in training, and founder of Super Farmers, Cynthia Lam. Hello again.
Hi, Denise again.
And so, of course, you are the woman who is behind that wellness company. You're really dedicated to helping people eat well, live well through food and nutrition. So let's talk food, shall we? We want to get to know you a little bit better. What is your favorite food-related childhood memory?
Thankfully, I grew up with a helper. She's Thai. And she was with our family for almost 20 years.
So a cherished member of your family.
Yes, essentially. And a lot of my cooking styles today are influenced by what she used to cook for us. So I have a lot of memories about her. Her name is Akun. And I really miss her. She came back to visit in 2016 and she cooked us our favorite dishes. And, you know, she's now a farmer, so she doesn't get to visit us anymore. But I still continue her legacy. You know, I still cook what she used to cook.
I mean, how lucky were you to be able to enjoy Thai food anytime you liked?
Yeah.
The authentic stuff. So was there any particular dish that Akun made for you that really sticks with you?
So she used to make a lot of things, but on a more daily basis, she would make salads with a fried dish. So we usually have fried fish and with like a Thai salad. And the salad can be as simple as raw long beans pounded into tiny pieces and mashed up with garlic, chili, lime juice, fish sauce, and sugar.
Oh my gosh, and that sounds so good.
It's very, very nice.
And so you learned how to make this, right?
Yes, I did.
It must have been really wonderful to grow up with such authentic Thai food memories.
Yes, and I really remember sneaking up to the fridge to steal her leftovers because she would usually cook, you know, more for the next day. So the next day when she opens the fridge, half of it would be gone. I would have eaten them up.
That's an awesome midnight feast. Okay, so that's delicious. Of course, we love Thai food. I mean, just thinking about the salty, sweet, sour, spicy, savory. That's good stuff. But is there anything super weird that you've tried? What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten or drunk?
Okay, so it's Akun again. So she used to go to, you know how the Thais, they would go to Golden Mile on their days off, and so would Akun, and she would come back with these smelly bags of things.
There's a lot of ingredients that have a very distinct, pungent smell.
Yes,
smells very strong, but it also tastes so fantastic.
Oh, yes, the smell and the taste don't match. You would think, oh my gosh, what was that smell? But it would taste like heaven. I remember she would bring home these bags of fermented raw fish and she would eat them without cooking. I slowly grew to like the smell and taste, and then she started to mash it up into a paste and then add it into the long bean salad, and we'll eat it with rice and that fried fish, and it's really delicious. So that would be the weirdest thing I've eaten.
That was weird, then it ended up wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, on the opposite end of the spectrum, anything that you cannot stand eating?
Okay, I have to admit, I really don't like chocolate and I don't like tofu.
What?
I know.
That's unusual. So what, does this mean you don't have a sweet tooth?
I do. I just avoid anything chocolate. Like, I remember when I was a kid, we were brought to the Van Houten chocolate factory in Singapore.
I mean, that was the typical school excursion,
yes,
right?
Excursion, right? I stood outside and vomited for an hour.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so that's pretty extreme, your aversion to chocolate. And then the other one is tofu. I'm not sure if we can be friends, you know, Cynthia. I love tofu. I love tofu in all forms, including the bean curd skins.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry. So tofu does not do it for you at all?
Not really, yeah. I mean, I don't know, it's a taste, that raw soybean taste, I guess. Not my thing, yeah.
So how does this relate or come into play? Would you, as a nutritionist, say, but you should eat tofu even though I don't?
There are always alternatives. You know, if you don't like tofu, which is full of protein, then eat eggs, which I love. There are always ways to go around what you don't like. But there are always also deeper meanings to why you don't like certain foods. So I'm still working on my chocolate aversion and tofu aversion because I believe there is a deeper thing I need to uncover and work on.
I love that you have such a positive attitude towards food and you don't take a lot of these things lightly. You're all about excavating, about evolving and trying to get to the root of things, which is very refreshing.
Thank you. That's what I think life is about.
Yeah. So here's to one day conquering the aversion to chocolate and tofu. And for me, one day conquering my aversion towards coriander.
Oh, wow. I cannot live without coriander.
Me, I'm like, throw it all away along with tang o and celery.
You know what? We'll make good friends because you can throw it in my bowl.
Yes.
You can have some of my tofu.
Thank you. I'll take that. All right. So what about three ingredients or utensils that you cannot live without?
Okay. So Akun always taught me you cannot live without a mortar and pestle. That's like the number one thing you must have in your kitchen. So I pound all my chilies and aromatics with a mortar and pestle.
Yeah, that's so the that's traditional blender, right? Who needs that when you can have a mortar and pestle?
Tumbo. Yeah, man. And number two, I cannot live without chili.
I'm in agreement with you there. Spice is life. Spice is nice.
Life. Yes. And in the spirit of Akun again, no, we cannot do without fish sauce.
Yeah, because you want that umami. And fish sauce is much deeper, darker, richer than a soy sauce. I mean, no slight on soy sauce, but when you get that fish sauce, it's just got so much depth of flavor. I totally agree with you.
Yes.
And one final question. It's the usual one I ask all my guests. The fantasy dinner party scenario. Who would you invite, dead or alive, famous or not? What food would you serve them and why?
I was 7 years old when my paternal grandma taught me how to cook a fried rice. Sadly, she passed away when I was 12. And so I would invite her. I really want to meet her again and, you know, cook her the fried rice that she taught me. I remember very clearly in that fried rice were green peas, char siu, and egg. That was all. And it was the most delicious thing I had. And I just want to make a kick-ass fried rice for her again. Okay, so my maternal grandma, who is 98 this year, is a war veteran.
Wow.
And came to Singapore to fight World War II, and she's still very clear-minded. She's got one prosthetic leg. She's really a cool girl.
Yeah, she sounds like a warrior woman.
Yeah, really. So she brought a lot of her recipes from China, and so we grew up eating a lot of these dishes that were of our Hakka roots. So one of the things that we often ate every New Year's would be abacus seeds made of yam. You would have heard about that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And so hard to find good ones. And I have a little bit of Hakka in my family heritage as well. But we don't know how to make the abacus seeds. We only know how to look for other people to maybe treat us to it.
Yeah, it's very laborious and it is good when it's done well. So I would love to cook an abacus seeds dish, maybe in my fusion style for her.
Fusion style. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, okay. I really enjoy what she's done with the usual abacus seeds dish, which is to stir fry it with minced pork, mushrooms, black fungus, and then with some seasoning like soy sauce and some other things. I can't tell you, there are secrets.
Oh, of course, yes. Family secrets.
Yes.
Gotta keep them that way. Yeah.
Yes. But I would love to make it into maybe like a mee hoon kueh kind of cross, you know, with soup in a nice broth with something that would wow her.
I think you should garnish with some of your urban farming kit microgreens.
Oh, I think so. Yes.
So those would be your two guests?
I would like to meet Akun again. I really want to thank her for all the cooking skills she's imparted to me. And I think I would tell her I now can cook and I'll make everything she used to cook for us. Like, you know, when we got home from school, she'll make a fried bee hoon with just black soya sauce, vinegar, and lots of garlic. I'd like to recreate that dish. And she also has a signature dish, which I still drool about today, deep fried hard-boiled eggs.
I know.
Just thinking about it. So she would hard-boil the eggs, and then she'll cut them into half, deep fry them, blot them, and then make a sauce with just soy sauce and sugar, and then caramelize that for a bit and cook the deep fried hard boiled eggs with that. Oh my goodness.
That sounds like a fantastic feast. A fantastic feast for your fantasy dinner party with four fantastic fantastic feisty females. Yourself, mm-hmm. Akun, your paternal grandma, and your maternal grandma. That sounds like an
awesome get together. Yes.
I think so. Well, it's been really awesome as well for us to get to know you a little bit better just through these fun questions. The Makan Talk doesn't stop because when we next come back to chat with you, you're going to recommend us some good food, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
So stay with us. We are talking to our new Makan Kaki. She is wellness coach and founder of Super Farmers, Cynthia Lam.